Hey guys, so we're back on another episode. Thank you all for reaching out. I know your African parent or my African parent or our African parents would have, you know, gotten on our nerves in one way or the other, but I hope we become better parents and for our kids, and then so our kids are able to open up, so we, you know, even if we are strict to an extent, we're also liberal too. So that's like the summary of like from all the feedbacks I got. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. And I figure you guys wanted my people to be, you know, brought again on the show. So we're doing another topic. And this is, you know, this is just a bonus because you guys asked, if not, Oyo. So guys, Engineer is here, baby Lois is here, so guys, say hi.
Hi people.
Oh my goodness.
It's a Fev Petrodome Engineer in building.
Wow.
Just have to say that, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, so we'll be talking about, I know I've done something about relationships before, but we want to narrow it down to romantic relationships. So like, you know, a romantic relationship, it's meant to be intimate. So I can also term it an intimate relationship, which would be an interpersonal relationship that involves physical or emotional intimacy. Although an intimate relationship, well, it's commonly a sexual relationship, as you know, yeah, since it entails intimacy. It may also be a non-sexual relationship involving family, friends, or acquaintances. So like being in a romantic relationship usually means like the two people involved are intimate with each other, like there's emotional closeness and like get to know each other, and they're probably sexually active to some degree, which shows passion. But then what turns romance into real love is the addition of commitment. You know, guys, we talked about this.
Yeah,
said they have to be commission, what am I saying? Commitment.
Yeah.
Where like there's an agreement to remain faithful to each other and then to do whatever is like, you know, like bringing a sort of compromise to the relationship and all that. So whatever is best for your partner, you know, and all that. So baby Lois, ladies first. We're doing that again.
Men should be first, please let me.
So yeah, that's fine. Since she wants Engineer to go first. So Engineer, mm-hmm. I already said what a romantic relationship entails. Would you want to add on to all this, all I said?
Romantic relationships today, in the modern day, yeah, romantic relationships are based on what you have, what you're willing to give, and what you're willing to do. Who do you know? What are you getting? No. What are you getting from this relationship?
Who do you know?
Now it could be that now.
Yeah,
you might know this person. Okay, he has a lot of money. He has money to throw around, you know. Okay, a lot of girls will want to cling around him, and you just want to just get that money and walk away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you might claim you like him, you want to do this, you want to do that, but you know what you're there for.
Right.
You just want to get money and you just want to walk away, you know.
Wow.
Those ones, yeah, them day, well, that. But you know, those ones, they're actually not intimate, they're just for the gains, you know. But I believe that
there are actually of intimacy, you know. I mean,
you want to fake it until you make it, you know.
All right,
you want to fake it until you get it.
I don't believe in that.
Okay, so baby Lois, please give us your own school of thoughts, share with us.
Okay, a romantic relationship has to be intimate. Anything you share with someone, it has to be something that's worth keeping, you know.
All right.
But these days we have a lot of fake people, you know, out there trying to be shouting online, my bestie, my love. But
God,
but,
where?
But the thing is that
God,
when
where?
You call people such names, mean it. Don't just say it because it's a word. Like the way everybody go about shouting, I love you, I love you. But they don't actually mean it.
Yeah.
So when you want to have a relationship with someone, make it worth keeping. Don't just have it in words of mouth. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
So anything you want to have with somebody, make it intimate. It's not. It may not be only about sex. Show that person that the person is worth the time, the commitment. You know.
What's your money too?
Ah yes, the money's important.
And then, look at this.
Look at this businesswoman.
Another thing is that
I've come back to my school of thought.
Even you personally looking for a girl to keep in your life, you use money to maintain yourself. Definitely. So how do you expect that someone to bring to your life, you will not maintain the best?
I don't like myself broke, you know.
So, so I don't guys, expect anybody to like let's me broke. Move on.
Calm down. Let me finish my words.
So we're going on to the next thing. How do you know that this is the right person?
Personally, I like the big tree, you know.
Okay, give it to us.
I like my girls, the big tree, you know. I like the body, yeah.
Oshé.
I like the beauty.
Big waist, yeah. 5 feet.
That one do well. The body.
I don't know it for you, my charge.
The beauty guys, the name. Okay. Yeah. I should date somebody that I want to be able to show off to my friends, you know. You don't tell the person, okay, I'm gonna, I'll see you later when I come back. You know, stop. Stuff like that's bad.
That's tragic. Then,
the third, the very necessary one, the third, that's the most.
All right.
That's the most reliable one. That's the most important one.
The best is always safe for the
last. It's the brains. I want somebody who can teach my children maths.
But you're actually good at that, so
yeah,
why do
you're actually
that?
Really good.
I might not
at
be
that.
At home. I might be offshore, you know, for like 2 weeks, and then.
Wow.
You expect my children to fail.
You send it online. That has made it easier.
All right. So exactly. So how do you know this is the right person?
I think you feel it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because why you know that because it's the right person, you realize that it's not the sex that's keeping you guys together. That's when you know it's the right person.
I'll give you a tip.
You are foolish.
And another thing is you notice that the person is trying to push you to be better, you know.
Aww.
Not someone that is all about.
For the first time, I believe your school of thought.
You're foolish.
I think it's someone that wants to make you better. You know, someone that you people think alike, you know, in a positive way.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys think alike. You people have this kind of dream. You guys, you know, because if somebody you are intimate, if you don't think alike, you say birds of the same feather flock together. Because if you are not of the same mind, of the same
mindset,
thoughts,
yeah,
it's hard to keep up. So
it's true.
I think most times the person. Because me personally,
engineer is giving her a thumbs up, guys.
What I look for in a guy is the guy must be godly.
She's mesmerized me now.
Anybody is not about going to church because
sure.
Anybody that knows God will love you,
like
committed
me.
To you. Will not cheat because I don't take one.
You have to be faithful.
I won't take it from anybody.
All right.
Anybody that says men are polygamous. She better give it in her houses because I will take it. Thank you.
All right, so next. Okay, we've talked about you getting into a romantic relationship with somebody. So how do you know that this is time to take it to the next level? You know, propose. This is for the men,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So your own question is coming.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When you find out that this person is makes you a better person, that is, I actually believe Lloyd's school of thought for that. Then that actually make me. When you stay with somebody and you realize, okay, well, this person does not think. She doesn't think like most people do. She always thinks like somebody who knows what she wants in life. She knows someone that wants to take herself to the next level. She wants the best for you, for herself, you know. She doesn't rely on now. She wants the future. She always thinks, okay, how's the future gonna be? How are we going to do? How are we doing this? She doesn't come for your peanuts, you know. No, she wants to make you a better person. She doesn't want you to do the wrong things. She wants to know how you feel at any particular time. When you're giving her attitude, she doesn't care. She'll be like, okay, what's wrong with you? What are you going through? How can I help you? You know, she always has something to offer.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
When you realize
so it's
it over time, it's not just
for the material gains.
The material gains
to
nah.
Become better.
And then say, oh, this is the person.
That's right.
Now she be that broke.
So, baby girl.
Okay.
He has talked about the next level proposal and all that. Why would you say yes to that man?
Why I would say yes, first of all, it means that I'm ready to take it to the next
That's right.
You may be You may be dating someone, but you don't feel that spark yet.
Yeah.
You may be a good person, but
baby.
But you know, when you say yes to someone, you know that like, you're ready to
face
any obstacle, anything that is coming your way.
Because your brain is
dating may not be the real thing, but when you take that ring is a commitment.
That's right.
So imagine you take it, you know that you are ready to take anything that comes after that.
When you say yes
to someone, you have taken it's like an unsaid vow to men,
right,
to someone, to men faithful to someone. So I think when I say yes to someone, I know that I'm ready for anything.
So guys, I have this mindset that love is never enough. Do you agree?
Love is never enough.
Okay.
Love is never enough.
Yeah, I have my reasons, but I want to hear from you. So,
love is never enough. You need a lot of things to accompany your. Like as a guy, yeah, you need money. Trust me, you don't want to go broke. I believe you.
Yeah.
Believe me. You need everything working good around you. That's why I say when you want to go into relationship, you need both of you to get ticking. You need good communication in between both of you. You'd always want to hear from her how she feels, what's up with her. You know, you want to be helpful. You want to always be helpful to her. You want to. Yeah, some people that are always. I realize there's some people that are used to having mood swings. You know, you want to always be able to get her out of those mood swings, you know, help her with her career if she's lagging, and if she wants to take her education or whatever to the next level, okay, how many kids does she want to have, you know, you should be able to listen, you should be a very good listener, and then the communication should be high, and then the love should cover everything, love should covering up for her, even if she's wrong, you know, outside, don't embarrass somebody you love outside.
I think I felt that.
Yeah, you would. Then you can do it behind doors, but you know, outside you should be able to at least get out of that situation. You won't want to escalate. Yeah,
so
have each other's back outside. I think that's all.
Alright. So Lois, I said love is never enough. Do you agree with me?
Ah, I totally agree. Love is never enough.
Okay, so because what other aspects would
you? When I look into my head, sometimes I feel that there's not actually love there, it's just commitment getting there. Because at some point, you
get tired of the person,
get tired. But those kids,
what keeps you going?
Those vows you take keep you
there.
And sometimes, I think that sometimes when people get married, they forget all these romantic names. Those things help in keeping, not when you're. When your wife gives you Mama Emeka, that is so unromantic.
That's a shitty act.
Shitty. I mean, there was something you used to call her while you were dating her.
Keep that spark. At least once in a while, take your wife out.
That's right.
Not every time, tie her apart, you know.
Take her to the spa.
Adieu, Papa.
Only when they say, wedding. Take her out. She's worth
showing off to the world. Oh my
she's
God.
Take her to the spa. She needs a massage.
That's right.
That's what keeps some relationship going. Don't always believe that. Until you are married, everything
all just
because of responsibilities. Even though it's
true,
just take her, even though it's kill and what do they call those places?
Point and kill.
Take her to places she'll be proud of. She can tell her friends about.
Wow.
Don't take her to Mopus. Don't do that like this.
See, it depends. With me, I actually don't mind a local spot. I don't mind
a local spot that makes
where
sense.
I can
this
eat on Wobi.
Where I can eat
abacha. Where I can, you know, see, there are some places, there are some days for all those continental things, and there are some days like you need to go local, guy, put your hand.
You have some
form of decorum.
Some dignity.
Please leave this.
All right. So, what else? Why do you think people get into relationships these days though? I think I need to ask this before we round up. Why do you think? I feel like most times, let me just talk.
Firstly, there's a positive side and there's a negative side.
The negative side.
And the positive side, when you want to, there will come a time in your life when you need companionship. That's just the truth. you need companionship, then you need somebody.
I was going to say that.
You stole that from me.
No.
I can't talk it out. You need companionship, and then there will be a time in your life when you realize, okay, you have all this stuff. You have a good job. You have good work, and you realize it's not just you. You need a family. No.
That's right.
You need a family, and then okay. That is on the positive side, but on the negative side, you know, there's peer pressure. There's people who just get into leadership because they need things that they can't afford themselves.
Sometimes I feel like some people get, I know, like sex and begotten anyway, but I feel like this is like a more
that's one.
I'm more available. Like, yes, your partner is always available, so anytime you want knack, that's it.
Like,
give it to it.
Platonic friends.
Give it to me. That's it. So that is also, I'm not saying that sex is bad. I'm just saying that do it for the right reasons, do it with the right person.
Yeah.
So okay. So there's something I wrote down like some few weeks back. So I wanted to, I know like being in a romantic relationship would eventually lead to marriage, innit? So there's something I just wrote about marriage. It just came to mind. I decided to share. So right now I'm reading, guys. Marriage takes a lot, yeah? Love is never enough. Firstly, you need good communication skills. I mean, there's emphasis on good because you can't be having conversation with your partner like he or she's your flatmate or your roommate, you get. I mean, good communication is something like it's really key. Then you have to respect your partner. Respect your partner's opinion. Respect your partner's space. Respect, you know, I feel like if you respect this person, you wouldn't cheat. If you respect this person, you wouldn't fuck up. Like, you would always want to come home to that person and all that. Then understanding in all aspects. Understand that I may be too tired to cook. I may be too tired to do the dishes. I may be too tired to have sex with you. I may be too tired to do the laundry, to go grocery shopping, and then a lot more. That's where acts of service come in. You can help me out, you know, to do the dishes, to bath the kids and all that. Then trust me to also have male friends, colleagues, go on trips with my girls, because of course I have girlfriends out there.
Wow.
And then also attend events alone when you are unavailable. I hope this makes sense. I could go on and on, but then remember that marriage has no ideal format or manner. Guys, there's no ideal format or manner. So figure out what works for you and your baby boy, your baby girl, or whatever name you've chosen, or whatever name you have decided to call your girl. Yes, challenges will come. I mean, never involve a third party or social media, because guys, I feel like these people they were not there when you took the vows at the altar. They were not there when you started, you know, dating. They are not there when the challenges came.
What?
So, you know, work it out with your partner, figure things out and all that. Lastly, never forget those things you used to do while you all were dating. Baby Lloyd said that those things you used to do, don't call her Mame Mecca or anything. There are sweet names out there. Darling, sweetheart, honey pie. If it's the Igbo people, Asam Pete, Omalechan wine, Abuala wine, Mpompo, Oyoyo, all those things. If for the men, Odogumu ke, Eribagwago, I don't know.
Odogu.
Oh my God.
How?
All right, take it easy. Okay, so woo your partner while in marriage. You know, all those things were there. Spice up your marriage and keep learning about each other. This is my two cents. So we've come to the end. Wow, this is another lengthy podcast. Oh my God.
Our hands,
thank you. So, I'll be... So that you can, you know, reach out to these intelligent people, intelligent siblings of mine, guys. Go and follow them on Twitter, because I feel like other ones are... I feel like Twitter is the most undefeated social media app.
No lies, fam.
So, Engineer, your Twitter handle.
It's very complicated, actually, but I'll try to. No, I'm a complicated person, so... Okay, it's... The handle is @Uncle Don Zeke.
Please.
There's an uncle. Like, it's not the normal uncle you all know. It's UNKUU. Don Zik, DONZIK. That's at UNKUUDONZIK.
Alright. That's pretty. Baby girl, please.
Mine is at Chip Pekes, right? That
Pics.
At, right? Pics.
Yeah.
That's CHYPE.
Is there an underscore or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's together. CHYPEKES. Yes.
KES. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you so much, guys. And then my name is still Dr. Adobe on Twitter. But before we go, quote of the week: build a good and decent character. The world and its trials have gotten to a lot and made people to undervalue the attributes of being a good person, and some will rather disguise as wolf to seem fierce and slowly ruining themselves. So always remember, you won't get out of life alive.
You wouldn't, my dear.
All right, so see you guys on the next one. I think the next one I would be alone.
Boom, boom, clap.
See you guys. Love you guys. Thank you all for reaching out.
Allow
for
you
for listening. What is the meaning of? All right, bye.
Hello, you all.